Hi, I'm Daryl Felsberg.
I'm Brandon Davidson. We're both professional comics, and we travel the country telling jokes.
We don't always get along or even see eye to eye on things, but we've got two things in common.
We're funny, and we love barbecue.
Damn right. Each episode, we meet up with a comedy friend or a celebrity in some of the best barbecue dives in the world, and we record it live.
Food and funny? It doesn't get any better than that.
This is Comedy Barbecue. All right, welcome. I'm Daryl.
Hey, I'm Brandon.
That's it. We're here. We're with our guest, John Stringer.
How's it going, everybody?
Fantastic. It's a good introduction, John. And our audience member, Tyler Elliott, who's having the... we're at Shoals Barbecue in Paris, Texas.
Mm.
What was it? What was the for?
It's so... it's good. This sliced brisket's awesome.
And, all right.
It's already hitting the bloodstream.
Yeah.
But Tyler's smiling.
But Tyler has a thing. It's, what's it called again?
The Troy Built.
It's a Troy Built. And what's in the Troy Built? Do you know?
It's beans, brisket, and sausage. Kind of like a KFC
bowl. And that beans, brisket, and sausage like a KFC bowl. And what do you have?
Well, I was going to say the mashed potatoes are also part of that. It's just a heart attack bowl. Fantastic. Ribs, brisket, baked beans. I think this is like loaded mashers.
Something like that, or like a, it's like a casserole or a...
I see it as 1,000 calories, 1,000 calories, 1,000 calories, 1,000.
Why are you worried about that? What do you? How old are you?
I'm not. I just like counting.
You're not an age?
I've always been a fan of numbers. 34.
34. And you're clearly fit.
Great shape.
Okay, so since Thanksgiving,
yes.
Okay, I got to 182, which I hadn't seen since maybe high school.
Yeah.
Before Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving was going to be like, and I wasn't on a diet. I simply was eating clean and making better choices, like grab the candy bar, put it down, grab a carrot, that sort of bullshit. Well, anyways, Thanksgiving came around. I was like, all right, I'll go a little crazy. It's Thanksgiving. And then the few days of leftovers, and then I have not stopped. I've been eating like a 5-year-old with a credit card since Thanksgiving, and I put on about 16 pounds. But in a hurry. Like,
I'm proud of you.
Like, you know when you go down to, like, tie your shoes sometimes after you eat and you feel like you're going to vomit?
Oh, that's why I don't tie my shoes at all.
I just step in and out of them. I only wear loafers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can't wait to get
them. I just loaf.
So
well,
then,
I don't know. Okay, you get to that one age where to tie your shoe, you have to bring your shoe up to you.
Yeah. Like you have to change your leg angle.
Yeah, I cannot. Right, exactly. Change
I used to just step between my arms.
Right.
And now it's like crossing over your thigh.
Indian style.
Feed your foot in. Yeah.
Indian style on a bed to get my leg up to eat or to tie my shoe.
I'm too thin to have these issues already, but they're real.
You should not have those issues.
I haven't. I finish every meal with something sweet, and I'm talking about Tums. Like, I swear to God, I have so many. That is a true story. I wake up with fire in my throat just because I eat that bad.
This week's episode is brought to you by Olive Paris. Not only is Olive Paris home to the freshest extra virgin olive oils, balsamics, and gourmet foods, but have a huge selection of barbecue sauces, rubs, and gear for both the smoker and the griller. Visit them online at oliveparistx.com or by phone at 903-739-2420. And, of course, on Facebook. That's oliveparistx.com, 903-739-2420. For those of you listening, we didn't properly introduce... John is a fellow comic, just as Brandon and I are, Tyler. And John, you've were in the World Series of Comedy.
Mm-hmm.
You run a game show on MTV, things like that.
Yeah.
You've been in all the contests. You've been around. So he's one of us. We don't do interviews. We're not going to get into the, hey, what was this like? We don't care.
No.
And because we've all been there, some form or fashion. But we like to hear stories, you know, brushes with celebrities outside of, you know, us. And which I'm sure you had a brush with us at the line up there getting food.
I'm hoping for a post-meal brush.
Post-meal? Hey, you might want to clean your teeth after this. I would agree if that's the kind of brush you're talking about. So who, other than me, who's the most famous comic you worked with? Worked with, not for.
Well, obviously you, and then Rob Schneider... I got to work with him.
Right. Oldest snow guy, yeah.
Yeah. I really wanted... I was so ready to meet him. I just thought a 5'5" Filipino Jew is just going to be the nicest person in the world.
Is he Filipino?
Yeah.
And he's Jew?
Uh-huh.
Really?
And, like, he's just one of my... I mean, he's been in over 60 films, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Knowing that I was going to work with him, I, like, lost my mind. I was really excited. I wanted to impress him. I wanted to be so nice to him. And he was just a complete dick, like, to me. And I've heard other people say he's the coolest guy in the world, but he was an absolute dick to me. Like, I said two curse words in my feature set before him, and I introduced him on, say, kind of like tag team, and I'm like, well, oh, you've seen him in over 60 films, you've da-da-da-da, welcome him to the stage, I'm excited. And they were going crazy, and he came out, and you know, he took the mic and then looked at me with his back to the crowd and said, he said, stop cussing.
Yeah.
No more dirty jokes, all right? Clean it up. And then he turns around and waves and says, hey, everybody, give it up for John. And then he wipes the microphone on his lapel. Just
I get it.
And,
it's a nice move, your hero.
Gee, yeah. Wow. So what I did in return, I went completely clean, no sex jokes, and for the next four shows in a row, I popped standing ovations before he got on stage.
That'll learn him.
Yeah,
eat a dick. You learned him real good.
Shit in his car.
Exactly.
If you want to follow John on social media, go to John Stringer, J-O-N Stringer on Facebook, or check him out on Twitter at J.J. Stringer. If you want to go to an upcoming show where John's doing some standing-up comedy, May 6th, you can check him out in Amarillo, Texas at Joe Taco. May 18th through the 21st in Oklahoma City at the Looney Den. May 26th through the 28th at the Joke Joint Comedy Showcase in Houston, Texas. June 1st through the 4th in Little Rock, Arkansas at the Looney Bin. June 9th through the 11th at the Looney Bin in Wichita, Kansas. June 14th at Jive Bar and Lounge in Spring, Texas. And then June 17th through the 18th at Laughs Comedy Cafe in Tucson, Arizona. All right, back to the podcast.
Now, you're not from Austin, though.
I was born near Lubbock in the Panhandle, Tahoka, Texas, like 3,000 people.
Yeah,
that's why I got yellow teeth. We got
right,
bad water.
Water yeah. You get the water from Buffalo Springs Lake there.
Yeah. What's it called? Fluoride? No.
Fluoride?
Yeah.
Lack of?
I just can't remember what it's called.
Poor dental hygiene, yeah. All right, so, but you live in Austin.
I live in Austin now, yeah.
Have you ever been to Franklin's Barbecue?
Uh-huh, yeah.
True story?
It's fantastic. I don't know.
You waited in line?
I did. I mean, I like Franklin's. Salt Lick is more my pace because it's portions like this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's wax paper. Actually, it's all wax paper. Everybody gets a big piece of. You don't even get this handy dandy tray. Yeah.
No.
And you just, like, grab a ladle and just pile things on. That's my style.
But
the first thing you see when you walk in is this fantastic pit with just, like, three cows laying on it.
Right.
It's a beautiful sight.
Brandon, do you know why it's traditional barbecues on butcher paper?
No.
No! Yeah, I figured you honestly would. You know?
I don't.
Okay, all right. So when the Germans and the Polish settled in Texas and they had meat markets, and what they would do is they'd smoke extra pieces of meat in the back. So they would just wrap it in butcher paper and sell it to slaves and people who worked in the fields throughout the day. So traditionally, you went into a meat market in central Texas that was German or Polish ran. That's why you got meat on butcher paper. And to this day, that's kind of they're all going back to it. I don't know how long they've done it, but they're going back to doing that. That's why.
Guys, this is an absolutely free podcast, and you guys just learned something.
No.
About Texas immigrants and selling in meat markets. So,
oh, you know that? Pardon the interruption. Sports Center.
Mm-hmm.
Not Sports Center. ESPN. I think that Tyler should, if he's not going to be a part of it, he should be fact checked.
And he just corrected.
And just by the end, he's like, okay, the whole wax thing—that's bullshit. That never happened.
Do it. Yeah, that's Tyler Elliott's role. He's going
and
to.
Does anybody want another drink? Or?
Yeah.
Go back to the other table.
We need you to intern and fact check everything we say.
History of wax paper.
No, butcher paper in at Central Texas barbecue joints.
Did Rob, like, so after the first show was a little rough with him, and then you went clean the rest of the way, did he follow up with you at all, or was it just nothing?
No, the goodbye speech, he was backstage ordering steak and lobster both nights.
Mm-hmm.
He had $8 bottles of water that we had to find and provide for him. $8 1-liter bottles. And when it was time to say goodbye, the shows were great, completely sold out. He, you know, just made a bundle. I on the first night, I sold through 50 shirts and merch and the shirt off my back. It was great. It was the best merch night of my life. But when I was saying goodbye, I was like, hey, it was great working with you. You're one of my all-time SNL, like, cast heroes, and
mm-hmm.
I wish you continued success. And then he's like, John, have a seat. And I was like, yeah, this is the conversation I've been waiting for.
Real deal.
And it was heartfelt. He's like, the jokes you have, they're solid, but you're going to have to let go of some of those jokes and talk more about you. In your set, there's not much of you in it. And I completely agree. I absolutely agree. I'm learning the writing part. Performance is kind of what I know right now.
Yeah.
I'm placing a premium on that while my writing develops. And so this was the conversation I was waiting for, and he's like, you're going to have to, you know, it might be painful for a while. They might not be that funny for a while, but, you know, it's important. And I was like, absolutely. And then he said, can you go find Joey? I want to leave. Have him pull the car around. I want to go right now. Could you do that for me? Find Joey. Let him know I'm ready to leave. He said it in that way. Just three times the same thing, like comp one essay. And
as if the feature is the house attendant or
concierge.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. And I just went downstairs where they had a nightclub going on, and I just started dancing and said, to hell with this experience. Like,
did you get Joey?
Yeah. No. I just went downstairs and started dancing because the audience was there for me. Like,
yeah.
You have some paper.
I'm going to eat it. It's fine. I'll pass it just fine. All right, Tyler, you're doing some
fact-checking. I love that you use sweet and low.
Did you find anything, Tyler?
Yeah, in the 1900s, they would put on butcher paper while people shopped grocery, and then they would eat it without any utensils. They would just eat it. People would sneak in the back. The
back door.
Farmers and people would sneak in the back and just rip it off the entire mass of animal and eat it.
It checks out.
Schneider is an
asshole.
I still like him. I'm still a big fan, but that experience I could have done without. Like, I run into other people who are bigger stand-up comedy heroes. Like, I got to work with Tom Rhodes, who is one of the reasons we love him.
Yeah.
And from the minute you meet him until you part ways, you feel like you've known him your whole life.
Oh, yeah. He's one of those guys. And he's loud, and he's rough and tumble. And then Brandon and I were in the Velveeta room in Austin. And Mario DiGiorgio got a photograph of Tom, and it's rather large, and it's on a table by the front door
with
a candle in front of it. And I thought, you know what, poor Tom
just died?
I said, yeah, rest in peace, Tom. I think it was just a coincidence. So I took a photo, and I think Tom was in the Philippines or whatever. I don't know where he was at. And I put it on Facebook. I tagged him and said, hey, rest in peace, Tom. You know? I said a few prayers and left $1.50. Yeah. Lit a candle.
That's great.
It was wonderful. All right, so Brandon, what's the topic for today? What are we talking about?
I've been thinking a lot about music, and I wanted to hear from you guys. You can go any way you want with this. What was the first concert you've been to?
Oh, God.
The last concert you've been to, or the worst concert that you've been to?
All three.
Yeah. Like, are you all the same?
All three. No. Okay. Go around the horn. We'll start with John. What was the first concert you went to?
First concert, Boys to Men.
Ooh, the ABC, tickets,
BBD. Yeah, the tickets back then, I was in sixth or seventh grade, and I bought tickets for my girlfriend and I, and they were $65 a piece. So that was considerable money for a 13-year-old.
Somebody was banking for a kid.
I worked from the minute I could push a lawnmower or what. Like, nobody wants to wash the outside of their windows. That was a genius business when I was a kid. Still would make money doing that now. If you just go house to house and say, hey, you want to clean the outside of your windows? You just stay inside and come out and see what I've done. Like, but I used to do that, and that's how I earned the money.
First concert was Boys to Men,
and it was outstanding.
Okay, what was the last concert you went to?
Maybe Rat-A-Tat in Austin. And it's really good. It's two guys with guitars and one percussion guy and like keyboard guy. And just these three people make so much noise. And it was at Stubbs Barbecue in Austin. And it wasn't 3,000 people in attendance. It was 3,000 people dancing. And I've never been to a concert where every single person, at least on the main floor, was in motion, just having a great time.
Oh, you clearly have never been to a Gloria Estefan concert, though. Everybody's dancing.
Maybe Sam.
All right. Tyler, I know he's in the background, but hang on. Okay, so that was the first?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to just go first?
First and last.
Oh, I can do first.
Okay. First and last.
First and last. Right. That was the last.
Yeah.
What was the worst?
The worst. I went to an Avril Lavigne concert by myself.
Wow.
I had a huge crush on her.
That's sad that you went.
No, it's sad. It's bad. The concert wasn't bad, but it was the worst concert because I just stood like stage left and stared at this underage girl longingly. Just like,
Do we need to know how old you are?
I don't know how old I was then. I was definitely, it would have been illegal. I think that she might have been 17 or 18. I have no idea. Which would have been legal, but not morally.
All right, so that was the word. And I agree with you, that's pretty bad. All right, Tyler, what was the first concert you ever went to?
I haven't been to a lot. The first one was in Frontier City. In Oklahoma City.
I was hoping it was a Michael W. Smith or something like that.
The last one was David Bazan.
Yeah.
Houston was really good. Uh-huh. And then the worst one was, I've been to 3 concerts.
I have to choose which one's the worst.
Second one, the following week at Frontier City, we had season passes.
Yeah, you did.
It was Brad Paisley before he...
was Brad Paisley.
Before he started singing about...
B. Pays.
So that's it.
I think... Okay. So, for me, my first concert... was John Cicada at the Independence County Fair.
I don't know
who was with him.
Do you know?
Yeah, I got my glasses. That was so bad. Was that what you worked
too? He worked there. He was running the zipper that
way. That's not first, last, and worst all the time.
I was going to say, I think we got all 3 in one.
No, but he,
the
he,
trifecta.
He was, that was the first. And and he gave out cassettes. He gave free cassettes to everyone who was there. And I had the cassette. Yeah.
And this was still 2010.
This was a couple years ago. And it was great. Last concert, singer-songwriter David Ramirez out of Austin. Fantastic.
Awesome.
Maybe one of the best songwriters. Outside of like Jason Isbell, if you know Jason Isbell.
Love Jason Isbell.
So yeah. Ramirez is right there in the same vein.
Wow. Killer stuff. How old is he?
He's under 30, I think.
Wow, good work. Yeah. I love it when people find that. Like, I'm good friends with Gary Clark Jr. We went to high school together.
Yeah.
And when I think about his talent back then and his talent now, and that very pure... I mean, do you know Gary Clark Jr.? That the music that comes out of such a young dude to have so much depth. Like, so I can only imagine what this dude sounds like.
Yeah, and then worst concert, not so much because of the band, but just in general, was I went to a... Bush concert when they were touring Razorblade Suitcase, and I got really close because I'm a small dude at the time, and I pushed my way all the way to the front.
At the time, when you grown, what? How long
was
this?
He's blossomed.
I was like a 5'6", a 1.50 then, and I pushed as close to the front as I could get. Gavin Rosdale's on top of his speaker, and he's singing over the crowd. I think it's like Angry Fly, or what was one of the songs on that? And he spit into the crowd, and it struck what it felt like was only me, because I got a lot of his DNA on me.
Were you pregnant?
That was the worst one.
That was the worst. That was the worst, because he was like directly. I was screaming and caught me off the.
Do you ever feel bad about the audience members in the front row?
Yes.
Do you guys ever get spitty?
No,
when you get light, and then you can just see it.
You see it.
Leave your
especially when you do what we do.
I don't think they see it.
I don't think they do either.
Oh, they're just getting, just getting absolutely pelted. Yeah. Sometimes, a bit, like if I take a sip and I come back and I'm like, and another thing.
And it comes, and you just see it dropping, ejecting. I don't think they can see that.
It looks like
exactly.
A spray bottle.
Right.
It's like mist setting.
If they could see it, then they wouldn't. Now I know why they don't want to sit up front.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with being toyed with by the comic. They're afraid of getting syphilis or something like that. Can you get syphilis from...
why not?
I'm not a doctor.
Hey.
Can you look at how do you...
Syphilis
if
from
someone
saliva.
Were to drink 6 ounces of our saliva...
I don't think you can get it from saliva.
Well, you know,
check.
We're missing a category here. You haven't gotten to yours, but it should be best, worst, last, and... Oh, no, first, last, worst, and best. We don't have best.
We don't have best.
Well, real quick, then. What's your best? John Cicada.
Yeah, I saw a new edition of Bud Grimm.
I gotta get the name of this band. You guys can skip me. I just can't think of the name of the band. But it was great because we'd snuck in into... It was 21 and up only. I think it was Switchfoot. No.
Switchfoot's good live, though.
Seven Mary Three? These were weird. But it was like the best concert because we had snuck in... Oh, Something Monkey.
Something monkey.
I can just text my friend. Anyways, we snuck in. We're the only people our age in there. We had actually just finished football practice.
So it's an
showered,
older group.
Got
of
our
people?
Clothes on. Yeah, everybody's.
So maybe the monkeys.
I don't know. No. But while there, I found just a bushel of money on the ground. like just money had fallen out of people's pockets or something, but I just like looked down and I'm standing on like $61 in cash.
That's a bushel.
And I just start like grabbing ones and fives.
Fact
and I'm
check
like,
that. I don't think it's a bushel.
Anything over $60 is
that's
a bushel.
That's a bushel. That's
right. Is that true?
Yeah, right. That's true.
Is that true?
What about syphilis?
Syphilis from prolonged kissing.
Oh,
I was right.
It's now reported that some camels.
She heard you read that fact and then turned away slowly.
It's reported that some camels have it in their spit when they spit. So be careful.
Cannibals?
Well, if don't you look that's right. Camels.
Stay away from the camels. All right.
Sorry. People started stage diving. Yes. Women started dropping their shirts. This was the first time I'd ever seen and touched a fake boob. Mm-hmm. There was a girl that wanted to sit on my shoulders and have her knocks out. That was a great show. I'm 18. She doesn't know that. I'm like,
that's 18. That's fun.
Oh, yeah.
My best, and we'll get to your all.
I bet it's probably John Cicada.
It was John Cicada.
I'm still stuck on this John Cicada.
You guys are so cute.
I'm trying to figure out how his white one.
What was his one song? It's like,
I can see it.
Right,
it's a love song.
Bibble, dibble, dibble,
fact check, and I want to know what they are.
John Cicada.
No, they
can't play.
It's not public.
Yeah, it's not public.
Bill, but you can play it on YouTube, and we can play 7 seconds or less.
So my best concert is a toss-up. It was either I saw Ben Folds with Misty Higgins, which was killer, or I saw Modest Mouse.
That must have been good.
It was a whole big thing. It was Modest Mouse, Silverchair, Coheed and Cambria, and all on the same bill.
Wow.
That was good.
Just Man. Another day.
Just another day
and
with
then,
that.
If you go, it's kind of the same.
Mm-hmm.
Same type of.
They play it on Delilah plays.
During the holidays, when you're missing your loved ones overseas. All right, the first concert I ever went to was Kiss.
Whoa.
Animalized Tour with Plasmatics opening.
Were they still in makeup?
They just come out of makeup.
Oh, wow.
They just come out. I was 10. At the time, I remember that vividly. The last one I went to was Tom Petty or Styx.
Whoa.
Hang on,
Tom That's great.
Petty. No, Styx. Styx was the last one I went to. I saw Tom Petty before that with Steve Winwood, and then I'm on this kick about seeing bands that I didn't see when I was a kid. You know. So, Tyler, go get drink. No, no, no. You're a guest on the. You can't. All right. Take it. Just take two at a time.
Camera
mark here,
so I'll just
rip a hole. Oh, that's a straw. Yours has the hole in the bottom?
This one is just unsweet tea. Thank you, Tyler.
Coca-Cola and a straw one.
Tyler's helping us out. All right, so.
He lifted it and went. Yeah. All right, forgive him. Yeah. Like remember?
No. I'm trying to think. The last one, I guess that was either Styx or Tom Petty. And then before that, okay, worst one I ever saw. All right. The Monkees.
Mickey Dolenz?
Mickey Dolenz and Davy Jones before Davy Jones died. And we had tickets. This is when I was with the hockey team. This is years ago. And the correlation was the name of the hockey team was the Gorillas. And the Monkees, so they gave us tickets. So I didn't want to go and sit front row. It was in a theater where they had an orchestra pit that was covered, and those were the front row seats. And I was there, and it was with a bunch of middle-aged, older women, you know, and sitting there, and I'm going, this isn't any good. This isn't going to be fun at all. And then Davy Jones comes out, and they start singing, and these ladies are jumping up and down, and they should not be, but they're jumping vivaciously. And the whole time, I'm like, oh, you know, all right, they're having a good time. And they play a couple songs, like, oh, that's a good song. And then 30 minutes in, I'm up with them. I'm up with these 50-year-old women.
They move you.
They move me. And then all of a sudden, it's time to go. Last train to Clarksville, friends. It's going. They're going to close the show.
Unsweet.
Thank you.
Unsweet.
And I'll need sweet low too, please, sir. He's going to... Now we got to check if he gets syphilis from saliva because he's going to spit at
He's spitting all these
I'm pretty sure he gave me Diet Pepsi.
Teach you a lesson.
Just these passive-aggressive measures.
So Davy Jones is... He's getting ready to exit stage left, and he walks along the front, and he's, you know, like, the ladies are reaching out, and he's touching the ladies. And I'm like, I'm here.
I'll take a touch.
I put my hand in, and he stops, and he grabs my hand, and he does this to me, you know, and I'm like, Davy! You know, and that was it. That was probably
That's
the worst.
That's a bond.
That's the worst show ever, though. best.
You held his hand.
I know. I've been to a lot of concerts. I've been Breaking Bad or Breaking Benjamin.
Breaking Bad
the musical.
Yeah.
Do they have Bad Time Mike?
They did.
No.
Dallas Comedy House did Breaking Bad. The ballet.
Does that count?
It does count. It was very good.
Oh, SVU.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, no, it was a Breaking Benjamin and Godsmack. That was backstage for that.
Godsmack.
Yeah.
I saw Seven Dust and Creed at Memphis in May, and I saw Scott Stapp have a nervous breakdown on stage.
Oh.
And he and Bam Bam Bigelow, I believe, was running security because this man had like flames tattooed on his head. And
first of all, I'm down with the name Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah.
Is that a real person?
He was a professional wrestler in the 80s.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Fact check that, and I want that name.
And a picture. I got to see this.
See, there's trademark to that name. I need that
name. I'm curious about the Kiss concert. So this was one of their first. This was when
the Animalized tour.
Is it weird without makeup?
Yeah.
I was 10. I was just 6.
Bam Bam Bigelow. Oh, he's got that guy. He's got the
tattoo hairline.
Is he? The monster hairline.
Man. Yeah, yeah.
He looks like Gabriel Iglesias.
You know what?
He does. That's where he gets his stage persona.
Tyler, there was no ice put in here. I'm just kidding.
He's the biggest one at the table.
Yeah. He is. He's put on some weight for a runner. I'm concerned.
You're a runner?
Tyler's ran 7 marathons.
Yes. Oh, jeez. I know, exactly, right?
Yeah. And how are your knees? Hold up.
Killer.
It's not easy for...
No.
Because you're not a small dude, not ectomorph.
My knees are hard.
That's good.
He's a healthy Frankenstein, is what he is. Hanging in there. Thank you for the tea.
Occasionally have to pack
the bolts. He is handsome. I would agree that Tyler's a handsome guy.
I think so. It's sort of like Matt Damon with a touch of
downs. That's no, the touch of downs.
He says it.
He acts so bad.
How about a touched Ben Affleck?
Touchdown.
Yeah.
Touchdown.
That's. I like it.
Yeah.
I like the touch downs.
When I first met Tyler, I didn't believe that he actually ran the marathons. So I got the route on my phone, and I would check in at different mile markers and watch him run by.
It's a terrible friend.
But every year,
disguise.
I'm there. I used to be there at the beginning, and at some point at the middle, and some point at the end. Now I just show up at the end. Yeah,
just to make sure.
Yeah,
that's insane.
All right, so
proud of him.
And I think the best concert. All right, it's a toss up. It's a tie between Pantera at the Backroom Live in Lubbock back in 1991-ish, 2-ish.
So it's like Cemetery Gates.
Yes.
Cowboys from Hell.
Yeah. And then, believe it or not, at Billy Bob's 2 years ago, the Go-Go's.
I bet.
Linda Carlisle, 50 years
old,
banging a tambourine off her head.
Yeah.
Yes, it was a fantastic show.
What's her name? And Joan Jett is still smoking.
Can I add a category real quick? Mm-hmm. So we went first, last, best, worst. Now let's
most
go
mediocre.
Worst. Let's go
the
worst.
The most forgettable.
Let's go the act that you haven't seen live that you wish you could see live.
Oh yeah.
Or do they have to be alive?
I
would too, because otherwise that just takes it to a level we don't have time.
See the Beatles touring show.
The Fab Four.
Yes,
the
fake but where they actually act out the generations and perform that generation's songs with those outfits. No.
It was good though.
I'm sure it was wonderful. Amazing. The only thing that ruined the experience for me is how much younger I was than everyone else, because there was a moment where you could escape and say, this could be it. This could be the Beatles. The lights, the sound, like these actors, they don't just play the songs and play them perfectly. Like, even between, they do back and forth banter as those characters. You always were the one that slept in, blah, blah, blah. Just keep, and it's really cool. Very insightful. Very cool. And I had smoked a cigarette before, and so I was very.
So this was something you. Okay, so the question was. Or the category
sorry. That wasn't. Yeah. I just had to mention that.
Okay. So an act that you would like to see live.
Yeah.
That's still alive.
Yeah. All right.
So mine, I would go. I'd love to see Pearl Jam.
Nice.
Yeah.
They're still around. It's not quite a reunion. They just haven't done much.
Nope.
I do Heart.
Ooh.
I mean, they just have so many ballads that just absolutely smash.
Barracuda.
Okay, would you like to see somebody that's no longer together?
Works together.
No, I know, but somebody I'm taking that category and split it.
Okay. Journey with Steve Perry.
I got to open up for them.
No, you did.
Well, not with Steve Perry, but I did get to open for the latest. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Boston as well.
That's still big. Yeah.
Yeah, it felt awesome. Oh, nice.
James Taylor, that's strong.
Life, yeah. I think
it's hard.
I'm stuck on the I'm stuck not because of not because of Jimmy Pardo, but the Chicago with Peter Cetera.
Oh.
Because he hates, now, in all fairness, he hates the Peter Cetera ballads.
Okay.
I do. I love them. Those were me trying to get a girl to roller skate with me at the roller skating rink to "You're My Inspiration." You know, that those songs. I'd like to see Chicago like that with Peter Cetera. They're going to be at the Hall of Fame induction, but I don't think they're playing it. I think they're doing like their older stuff from the '70s.
You like in the park. Had a Chicago bit last night.
Oh, I didn't hear it. Oh yeah, I did.
They're getting inducted. Is it with Sum 51 and Ugly Kid Joe?
No, I believe it's Tootin' Sound. It was like Kid Rock.
That's my.
It's a Temple of the Dog.
I'm gonna change heart for ELO. I would like to see ELO. They still tour. Okay. That's so eccentric.
That's the first CD
you ever heard? Compact disc?
Yeah, the first CD my friend had was Ugly Kid Joe. We rocked out.
Oh, I don't know.
My first CD was Ghetto Boys.
Oh, no. Okay. Ready for this? Color Me Bad.
Oh.
Guy, New Kids on the Block, my very first cassette.
Yeah.
Tick tock, you don't stop.
I used to sing the Color Me Bad song, Sex You Up. I thought it was I Want a 7-Up for a long time. That would have been a great marketing thing if they'd done that at the time.
What is it?
Wake
up.
Yeah.
Like, make love until we both wake up. We might have to fact check the lyrics.
This is pre ambient.
Call Me Bad.
What kind? I think you just described it. We're going to do it till we both wake up. Whoa!
Stop. I believe I TikTok.
They're under investigation as of now.
Could we have cracked something open?
Yeah.
This is Making a Murderer.
This is Serial Part 2. That's Sarah Kinnegar.
Shoulder pads.
Paula Poundstone.
Jim Carrey stand up outfits. Yeah. All of them. Like in the pastel colors. It was beautiful.
Yeah, girl, you make me feel so good. We can do it until we both wake up.
Why?
It's like, sex was great last night. Too bad you weren't awake for it.
Me either. What a great time we had, man. Yeah.
How was it?
Like, I feel rested. Where he just like
Let's see if I get lucky.
Yeah.
Just hoping I get a handy.
Is that that's a real thing. All right, listen. I think we're right at the 31 mark. So that's about what we needed, right?
That feels good.
Our first.
You just want to talk music?
Yeah, that's fine. We're gonna plug all your stuff. Don't worry about that.
I don't need to plug anything.
No, we're plugging. That's the whole point of this thing. We're not trying to entertain these sons of bitches. We're here to plug.
I, for one, I don't think you're son of a bitch.
I think you said that's what you said earlier. Prior to recording,
hey, Mom.
Fact check. Did he or did he not say?
I was on it. I was just screaming outside, and you're like, hey, when we press record, pull it together.
Calm down. You need to settle down. Yeah.
Well, you're 39. You don't have these. You don't have any rinks. Yeah.
Thanks. I moisturize.
Do I?
Look, smile. No.
We do.
We do.
You're dead.
Because we're happier than you guys. Look at how happy I am.
No. You know what the difference is?
What?
We have more flesh.
It keeps it from
wrinkling. It keeps it full and plump.
If I were to lose a lot of weight in my face, this would just fall.
Buffalo Bill would look for you guys first. These guys are supple.
I'd look like Tommy Lee Jones.
Perfect for a skin dress.
I would too. I'd look like Edward James almost. But wider.
Do you guys have the javelina hair straps on your neck? Good for you guys. Do you have those?
I had a patch of shoulder hair pop up a couple years ago.
I just like talking about it.
I have back hair, but not strips.
You know what I'm talking about though. You see that like Siberian looking dude. Goes down into his little trunks.
Right. It looks like wings are gonna come out.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't have that yet.
No, I don't.
I got a few like sprouting up. Yep.
Yeah,
I've got a little kind of a chipmunk tail right above my butt crack.
I'm getting the ear things. I have to. When you go to get your hair cut,
I get them growing out of the back. If I don't watch it, I'll have one that's an inch long, and I'm like, who wants to be friends with me?
It's nobody. So uncomfortable when if she's a woman and you're getting a haircut and she's got to clean your ears out, you know. Don't forget she's got to get your
uni
too.
I started using my little trimmer.
No, I'll mess it up and it looks like I'm asking a question all the
time. I don't shape it. Yeah, I just get a few straight. I just got the beginning of receding hairlines. Little tiny ones.
Way past you.
But
You got more
but
time.
It used to grow in so badly that I had to pluck here and here to make sure that I had eyebrows, period. Yeah. Like I had such a three head my whole life. Like any monster. Yeah, yeah. It was down, and then I always grew my hair down over my eyes, so it was like it's the first time I've shown my forehead in years, and I'm like,
You should be proud of foreheads. The foreheads are where it's at.
It is where it's at.
Yeah. LeBron James.
No, you don't.
You've known.
LeBron James has that circle. It's
he's
like,
also black, too. But you've got that.
And he's 6'8". I mean,
You have almost an 8 head, sort of.
What?
Yeah. Closer to a 6.
Like a Khloe Kardashian.
I don't think it's that big.
No.
Really? Like a Peyton?
Oh, no. You're not. You're not dumb.
No. That's just like a extra chromosome.
I want to punch both of them in the faces.
Who?
The Mannings.
Whenever I see Eli Manning play, first of all, he's an athlete, a world-class athlete. And when he has to scramble, I worry about his safety. The minute he gets outside of the pocket, I'm like, slide, die. And that's not my team, but he looks like he's never run before.
I know.
It's like, hey, it's a make-a-wish. Let's let Eli go in and run a play.
You almost wish he was mic'd up here. It's like a slack-jaw yokel, man. He doesn't know. And like when he comes off the field and takes his helmet off, he's
just a dopey dude. He can't close his mouth. He can't hide his teeth either. The whole row is just...
Man. Do you think it has anything to do with Louisiana?
A lot.
In the water, for sure.
It has to be in the water. It has to be.
And Peyton Manning has my body type, like 90% torso and then little legs.
Oh, exactly.
But his head's the same way, too.
Lots of neck, lots of head, and his little short arms that barely reach his belt
line.
That's downs.
That's like when the NFL was merchandising department was probably, we got to make a bobblehead for Peyton.
Is this a problem?
Yeah, it doesn't bob. It just leans to one side and it rotates.
Yeah, Charlie Brown.
That nose, bless his heart.
It helicopter beats.
That's how he evades rushers. You know, he just does that.
Just lose it.
Oh, it's his head. And then I think it's going to come off and then he runs around.
Hey everybody, Daryl here with another BBQ review. This week, I'm looking at KW's barbecue sauce. Two flavors, it's a slow kettle cooked barbecue sauce. First flavor is sweet and spicy, and then the original formula. Now let me tell you something, Keith Weeks, I believe is his name. Yeah, Keith Weeks is the proprietor of KW's barbecue sauce. You can get it online, of course, at kwsbarbecuesauce.com. It's also on the shelves at Bucky's. That's where I first found it. It's also on the shelves in places like Olive Paris in Paris, Texas, or you can also get it at HEB. I found it while traveling on the road in South Texas, coming home from a short tour. We went into a Bucky's, and there it was, and I figured I'd give it a shot. Now, here's the deal. It's made in Texas. It's a Texas barbecue sauce. It's made right in Richardson. And what's cool about Keith Weeks is not only does his family sip bottle, package, box the sauce, but he hand-delivers it to all the retailers. This guy drives all over the state putting this on the shelves. Now, get this. In 2015, they were a winner of the Fiery Food Challenge at Zest Fest, and in 2016, they were a SCOVI Award winner. Here's the best part, in my opinion, I think about when it comes to barbecue sauce. First of all, there's no high fructose corn syrup. It's gluten-free, it's soy-free, it's dairy-free, and it's animal byproduct-free. Guys, that means it's natural, so there's no toxic nonsense in it. It's wonderful, and here's the thing about the flavor. My favorite's a sweet and spicy, and I can tell that this apparently recipe has been in Keith's family for 50-plus years, and somewhere at some point in time, that family must have settled in the Carolinas or the Georgia area because there is a bit of a mustard flavor inside this sauce. So you have that, a little bit of that East Coast, Southern State mustard flavor added to the traditional bold and slightly spicy Texas flavor. And my God, you've got KW's barbecue sauce. It's fantastic. Check it out. You can already find them online. We'll put a link up on our website and, of course, on our Facebook page right here at comedybbq.com.
Do you have a team?
I'm a Browns fan, so I'm a glutton for punishment.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I'm a glutton for punishment?
Yeah.
I'm a Detroit Lions fan.
Oh, yeah.
I've been loyal through I picked them when I was 4 or 5. Yeah. When my dad explained the sport to me, I was 4. Lions were my favorite animal. Blue and silver were my favorite colors.
Done.
Had I seen a Bengals helmet, I may have gone that way just because that's a cool helmet when you're a kid. But I've been absolutely loyal to that terrible franchise for as long. I mean,
I was born in a Cowboys household. Of Barry Sanders. My grandfather, I've always been a Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
And I am a Tampa Bay fan. If I said I had three teams, always those two and the Oilers. Mm-hmm. You know, I love them all. All right, listen, real quick, John, where can they find you online? We're going to plug your schedule and a few other things, but just real quick, where can they find you online?
You can find me online, johnstringer.com, no H in John, J-O-N. And there you'll find my Twitter, Instagram, Facebook fan page. If you can just type J-O-N Stringer.
There's no need for you to look at the microphone as if it's a person.
I was watching a commercial.
Or it's a camera. No, you look down and you were talking.
Every once in a while, it's directional.
And he's uncomfortable with it.
Here's something you should know about Stringer. The website's great, and your shirts, I think, are some of the best comedy shirts like in the game.
Oh, thank you. They
well designed, soft shirts.
Yeah, I love them. I think they sell well. Like, mm-hmm. It's so stupid too. It is something that I jotted down in high school in a binder, just in a notebook. And I was like, I have use for that. I've got like 6 shirts, and that one outsells the rest of them 5-1. So I just stopped printing.
Which one? The Two and the Thanks?
Two and the Thanks, One and the Giving. Yeah. It's just a better shirt.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. It was a pleasure. Tyler Elliott, the assistant. Fact checker. Did a great job.
My coat got cold.
It was great using my dad for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it, the fact that when we started this podcast, Tyler was totally on the periphery.
That's
and
right.
By the end, he has ingrained himself now.
You got a job.
You're a central piece.
You're on staff now. You've got a job on the show, friend. Some people have been, there's
the Google
applications
guru
lining up to have this role. You know what? Welcome aboard.
It actually is. It's fun fact-checking. I mean, that was a vital part to this.
It's helpful.
We got lyrics all of a sudden. Now I know about wax paper, the real history.
Butcher paper. Mm-hmm. We know what's coming from.
Guys, Paris, Texas, some of the best LT covers out there. Never hung up. Google it. Don't be.
Two Towers.
I got T-Mobile, so they're poised to...
Not great.
Fuck me over.
All right, time. There you go. That's it. That boy. You got one in. You got
oh,
one
what?
In. You got one foul word.
Oh, did we not cuss at all?
No,
this whole thing?
The whole time. You were a gentleman.
Why is it funk?
Easy. Oh, with an N.
He didn't say it. It was
with an N.
It was a hard K.
All right, that a boy. All right, I'm Daryl. And
I'm Brandon.
And we'll catch you guys on the next one.
See ya.